This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz on the Lake Shore here, 89.1 FM. And we've got another fine hour of modern stream jazz ahead of us. I hope you'll stick around for the rest of the show. We're going to continue to highlight our vibe artist, our jazz artist of the week, the great vibe mind, Terry Gibbs. And this is an album that he cut with the great Sal Nistico on tenor sax, backed up by Nat Pearson on organ, and Bill Hanna on drums. And this is a little thing written by Terry Gibbs called Big Lips.
Thank you.
Ah, that was a fine album called, the name of the album was It's Time We Met, and the fine tenor sax solo there by Saul Nistico. It was a Terry Gibbs composition. You heard Terry Gibbs there on vibes. Some fine organ work by Nat Pearson, the ever-swinging Jake Hanna on drums. Now we're going to turn to one of Chicago's finest, straight out of DeSabo High School. Went on to have an international reputation as a tenor sax man. This is Gene Ammons doing Cole Porter's composition, Easy to Love, backed up by Richard Wyans on piano. And this is from an album simply called Jug, which was Gene Ammons' nickname. We'll be right back. That was Easy to Love, a Cole Porter composition written by the Jug, Gene Ammons, out of Chicago, with Richard Williams on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Ray Barretto on conga, J.C. Hurd on drums from the album on the Prestige label called Jug. Okay, we're going to go now back to the highlighting of Terry Gibbs, our highlight artist of the week on Vibes. And this is the Terry Gibbs Quartet. That was, he cut several albums on the Amarcy label. And this was a working group. I think they worked together for three or four years at least. Of course, Terry on Vibes. And a wonderful female pianist. She was a real swinger out of Detroit. This gal could really play jazz piano. Terry Pollard, Herman Wright on bass, Neil Bertrand Altheimer out of Sweden on drums. And this is a composition written back in the late 30s by the soloist in the Count Basie big band at that time, the Prez, Lester Young. And it's a nice little minor swinger called Diggy's Dream. right, that was our jazz artist of the week, Terry Gibbs on Vibes, doing an old item out of the Count Basie book, Dickie's Dream, written by the tenor sax man in the Count Basie book, the Prez Lester Young. Now we're going to turn to pianist Barry Harris, one of the great pianists of the bop era, and recorded several albums on the Riverside label, and this is his version of an old tune that goes way, way back to, I imagine, to the 30s or 40s, called Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. And backing up Barry Harris on piano is Sam Jones on bass and Louis Hayes on drums. Nice, easy groove by pianist Barry Harris. Delightfully and tastefully backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Lewis Hayes on drums, a couple of great old-timers, great rhythm section. Now back to our highlight artist of the week, Terry Gibbs. This is from his album, 52nd and Broadway, Songs of the Bebop Era, as the title speaks for itself. He goes back and revisits a lot of the old bop classics from the 40s and 50s. And this is Sonny Rollins' composition, Doxy. And we've got Terry Gibbs on vibes, and also some trumpet work is done here by Nicholas Payton.
Thank you.
was Doxia, a composition written by tenor sax man Sonny Rollins, was played by jazz artists all down through the years. Of course, this was from Terry Gibbs' album, Band, 52nd and Broadway, Songs of the Bebop Era. Of course, that was Terry Gibbs, our featured artist of the week on Vibes. And there was a string backing on that, and normally we don't play or think too much of strings in a jazz context, but the arranging on those string sections was pretty hip on that particular track. All right, now I'm going to turn to one of the finest trombone players. Great technique, great sound, Jimmy Cleveland. And he had an opportunity to, I'd say, four albums on the Amarcy label back in the 50s and 60s. He didn't get to record too much under his own name. He was on demand in the studios doing anything from jingles to pop tunes in the band, backing up various artists. But this was a nice little group he put together with Ray Copeland on trumpet and Don Butterfield on tuba, Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Junior Mance on piano, Art Taylor on drums. This is Jimmy Cleveland's take on the old Irving Berlin tune, Marie. Thank you. was from an MRC album called A Map of Cleveland. Our lead artist on that particular album was trombonist Jimmy Cleveland. You heard some nice trombone work there by Jimmy, along with some fine trumpet work by Ray Copeland. That was an old Irving Berlin composition called Marie. Back to our highlight artist of the week, Terry Gibbs, from his album Feeling Good, Live in the Studio. And this is a little thing written and arranged by Terry called Smoke 'Em Up, and he's got in a bunch of young tigers surrounding him, including Joey DeFrancisco on Hammond B3 organ, Eric Alexander on sax, and I see here Terry's son Jerry is on drums. So let's listen to Smoke 'Em Up. Thank you. That was an appropriate title for that song. That was a real burner. It was called Smoke 'Em Up, written by the effervescent Terry Gibbs, who you heard there on Vibes. You also heard some fine tenor sax work by Eric Alexander, originally out of Chicago, as I recall, and Joey DeFrancisco on Hammond B3 organ. Now we're going to turn to a salute to Lionel Hampton by Terry Gibbs. Of course, Lionel Hampton was the father of Vibes, going back to the late 20s and early 30s. And so he's kind of, everybody followed Lionel down through the years as their model. And this is Terry Gibbs on Vibes, a tune written by Terry called Gates Got Rhythm. And Gates was a nickname for Lionel Hampton. And along with Terry Gibbs on Vibes, we hear some fine tenor sax work there by Pete Chrislieb. That was Terry Gibbs on Vibes, Pete Chrislieb on tenor sax, from an album by Terry Gibbs, saluting the pioneer of Vibes, Lionel Hampton. The name of the album was From Me to You, a tribute to Lionel Hampton. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours. Hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM. We hope you make a habit of joining us. We enjoy listening to the sounds and playing our sounds for you. And so it's a good session every Sunday night from 8 to 10. So we're going to close the thing out with the Terry Gibbs Quartet featuring pianist Terry Pollard on piano. This is an old Benny Goodman, Charlie Christian composition, 7 Come 11.